Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Let us explore three critical things that may block the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Think about a car stuck in the mud, spinning its wheels, but going nowhere. That's exactly what happens when the Holy Spirit's work is blocked in our lives. Yes, things can happen that obstruct the flow of the Holy Spirit, leaving us feeling stuck and powerless. But when we remove those obstacles and fully surrender to God, we can move forward with His strength and guidance. But what causes this spiritual stagnation in the first place? What are the hidden obstacles that hinder the Spirit's transformative power within us? Today, we will uncover the subtle ways in which three worldly distractions can quench the Spirit's influence in our lives. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. In Romans 8 verse 5, we find a clue about the hidden obstacles that can cause spiritual stagnation. The scripture says, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." This verse highlights the importance of setting our minds on spiritual things to allow the Holy Spirit to work freely in our lives. Now, let us look at three worldly distractions that may be blocking the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Number one. The lust of the flesh. My friends, in Galatians 5, verses 16 to 17, Paul warns us, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish." The lust of the flesh refers to our carnal desires, the cravings that arise from our sinful nature. These desires are not limited to sexual immorality. They include all kinds of selfish indulgences that gratify our physical appetites. In today's world, the lust of the flesh manifests in countless ways. We live in a culture that celebrates instant gratification and encourages us to pursue pleasure at all costs. Social media bombards us with images of perfect bodies and lavish lifestyles, fueling our desire for physical perfection and material abundance. Advertisements constantly tempt us to keep us drooling after the latest trends, gadgets, fashions, and experiences, promising to satisfy our every desire. Pornography, now more accessible than ever, lures countless individuals into a cycle of addiction, shame, and other unseen consequences, such as sickness and lack. This destructive habit can deteriorate mental and physical health and lead to instability in both finances and relationships. So, understand that the lust of the flesh extends beyond just sexual desires. It includes any excessive craving that seeks to satisfy our physical appetites. It could even be an unhealthy obsession with fitness, where we prioritize the appearance of our bodies over the condition of our souls and over our relationship with God. As 1 Timothy 4 verse 8 says, "For bodily exercise profits a little, But godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. The lust of the flesh might also manifest as a constant need for adrenaline-fueled experiences, always chasing the next thrill or adventure. This could include indulging in reckless behavior, extreme sports, or dangerous activities, all in an attempt to satisfy the craving for excitement and novelty. Even our hobbies and interests can become idols when we allow them to consume our time and energy at the expense of our spiritual growth. For example, gaming can become an unhealthy obsession when we prioritize it over our relationship with God, neglecting prayer, Bible study, and fellowship with other believers. Additionally, some games may even be inappropriate, exposing us to harmful content that contradicts our values and beliefs. The lust of the flesh is deceptive because it disguises itself as freedom and self-expression. Our culture tells us that we should be free to do whatever feels good, that our desires are valid and should be fulfilled. But this is a lie from the enemy, designed to enslave us to our passions and separate us from God's purpose for our lives. When we indulge the lust of the flesh, we quench the Holy Spirit's influence in our lives. We become consumed by our own desires, leaving little room for the Spirit to guide us and transform us. Our spiritual senses become dulled, and we struggle to discern God's will amidst the clamor of our cravings. The Apostle Peter, in 1 Peter 2, verse 11, urges us, saying, "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul." The lust of the flesh is not just a harmless indulgence. It is a spiritual battle that threatens to derail our journey with Christ. It wars against our soul, seeking to enslave us and rob us of the abundant life that God has for us. Some of us are experiencing hardships, unfavorable circumstances, and a defeated life because of this. But there is hope, my dear friends. The Holy Spirit empowers us to overcome the lust of the flesh and live a life of purity and self-control. In Romans 8, verse 13, Paul reminds us, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." So we have a choice: to live according to the flesh and experience spiritual death, or to live by the Spirit and experience true life. By surrendering our desires to God and allowing the Spirit to renew our minds, we can break free from the bondage of fleshly lusts. This isn't a one-time event, but a daily choice to crucify our sinful nature and yield to the Spirit's leading. It requires vigilance, discipline, and a deep reliance on God's grace. Practical steps, such as setting boundaries, practicing accountability, and cultivating a lifestyle of prayer and worship, can help us resist temptation and stay anchored in the Spirit. Additionally, making wise decisions, choosing our connections carefully, being truthful, and refusing to engage in certain conversations are crucial for maintaining our spiritual focus and integrity. As we starve the flesh and feed the Spirit, we will find our desires gradually aligning with God's heart, making it easier to resist temptation. The temporary pleasures of the flesh will lose their appeal as we taste the satisfying goodness of a life surrendered to Christ. My friends, Don't allow the lust of the flesh to rob you of the abundant life that God has for you. Embrace the Spirit's power to transform your desires and lead you into a life of holiness and joy. As Galatians 5, verse 24, declares, "And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." You belong to Christ, and through his strength, you can crucify the lust of the flesh and live victoriously. As you do, you will experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit's work in your life, and your light will shine brightly in a world desperate for authentic love and purity. Number 2, the lust of the eyes. My dear friends, in 1 John 2, verse 16, we are warned, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." The lust of the eyes refers to the unquenchable desire for the things we see, the constant craving for visual stimulation and material possessions. In our modern world, the lust of the eyes is everywhere, bombarding us from every angle. We live in a society that is obsessed with appearance, where image is everything. Social media feeds are filled with carefully curated snapshots of perfect lives, designer clothes, and exotic vacations. Advertisements manipulate our desires, showcasing the latest luxury and must-haves. We find ourselves constantly comparing our lives to the highlight reels of others, feeling discontent and inadequate in comparison. The lust of the eyes goes beyond just material possessions. It includes the desire for visual stimulation and entertainment. We live in a world of endless scrolling, where we can consume an infinite stream of images and videos at the swipe of a finger. Hours can be lost as we mindlessly absorb content, from funny memes to addictive TV series, all designed to keep us hooked and coming back for more. The issue arises especially when we don't choose our content wisely. If you encounter something that goes against Christian values, don't linger or watch it. Move on, or even block it if necessary. Even in our spiritual lives, the lust of the eyes can manifest as a desire for visually appealing experiences and performances. We can become captivated by the latest worship trends, sometimes seeking out churches with the most impressive stage sets, the most popular preachers, and dazzling visual displays. We might find ourselves drawn to preachers who are more concerned with their image and charisma rather than with the truth of God's word. The danger of the lust of the eyes is that it shifts our focus from the eternal to the temporal. When we become fixated on the things we see, we lose sight of the unseen realities that truly matter. We start to value appearance over substance, image over character, and temporary pleasures over lasting treasures. The Bible is filled with examples of how the lust of the eyes can lead us astray. In Genesis 3, verse 6, we see how Eve was tempted by the serpent. The Bible says, "So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate." The lust of the eyes played a crucial role in the fall of humanity, as Eve was drawn to the appealing appearance of the forbidden fruit. But my friends, we are not helpless against the lust of the eyes. The Holy Spirit empowers us to fix our gaze on things above, not on earthly things. In Colossians 3, verse 2, Paul exhorts us, saying, "Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." When we allow the Spirit to redirect our focus, we begin to see the world through God's eyes. We recognize the fleeting nature of material possessions and the emptiness of worldly pursuits. Instead, we start to hunger for the beauty of God's presence, the richness of His Word, and the joy of serving others. Practical steps, such as practicing gratitude, simplifying our lives, and cultivating a heart of generosity, can help us break free from the grip of the lust of the eyes. As we learn to find our satisfaction in Christ alone, the allure of the world's offerings will fade in comparison. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, so that we will experience the fullness of the Spirit's work in our lives. You will be able to say with the psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 37, "Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way." May your eyes be filled with the light of Christ, and may your life reflect His beauty and grace to a world in desperate need of true vision. And number three, the pride of life. My friends, in Proverbs 8, verse 13, we are warned, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate." The pride of life refers to the arrogant belief that we are self-sufficient, that our accomplishments and status make us superior to others. It is the desire to be recognized, admired, and praised for our achievement.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Position or possessions. In today's world, the pride of life is celebrated and encouraged at every turn. We live in a culture that values self-promotion, where personal branding and social media presence are seen as essential for success. We are bombarded with messages that tell us to believe in ourselves, to chase our dreams, and to hustle until we make it to the top. While self-confidence and ambition can be valuable, we must remember to place our ultimate trust in God, seeking His guidance and strength above all else. He makes all the good difference in our lives. So don't get me wrong. There is nothing wrong with pursuing excellence and using our gifts to the fullest. But the pride of life twists these desires into a self-centered pursuit of personal glory. With the pride of life, we may begin to see our worth as dependent on our performance, our followers, or our net worth. We become consumed with building our own kingdom rather than seeking first the kingdom of God. The pride of life can manifest in countless ways, both subtle and obvious. Oftentimes, there is a thin line between healthy ambition and prideful arrogance. What begins as a desire to excel and achieve can easily morph into a relentless pursuit of personal glory and recognition, diverting our focus from glorifying God to glorifying ourselves. It can be the driver behind our relentless pursuit of career success, as we seek to climb the corporate ladder at any cost. It can be the motivation behind our obsession with physical appearance as we strive to maintain a youthful and attractive image. It can be the root of our desire for fame and influence as we seek to make a name for ourselves in our chosen field. Even in the church, the pride of life can rear its ugly head. We may become puffed up with spiritual knowledge, looking down on those we deem less mature or enlightened. We may seek positions of leadership and authority, not to serve others, but to feed our own ego and sense of importance. We may become more concerned with the size of our ministry or the accolades we receive than with the humble service of Christ. The danger of the pride of life is that it blinds us to our own brokenness and need for God. When we are consumed with self-sufficiency and self-glory, we forget that every good gift comes from above. We begin to rely on our own strength and wisdom rather than seeking the guidance and empowerment of the Holy Spirit. The Bible is filled with warnings against the pride of life. In Proverbs 16, verse 18, we are cautioned, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." The story of King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 4 serves as a powerful reminder of the consequences of unchecked pride. Nebuchadnezzar, filled with arrogance, declared in verse 30, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty?" As a result of his pride, Nebuchadnezzar was humbled by God, stripped of his kingdom, and forced to live like a wild animal until he acknowledged the sovereignty of the Most High. But my dear friends, we have hope in the face of the pride of life. The Holy Spirit empowers us to walk in humility and surrender, recognizing that apart from Christ, we can do nothing. In James 4, verses 6 to 7, we are reminded, "But he gives more grace. Therefore," he says, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." When we submit ourselves to God, acknowledging our dependence on him and seeking his glory above our own, we open ourselves to the transforming work of the Spirit. We begin to see our accomplishments and positions not as a source of pride, but as gifts to be stewarded for the good of others and the advancement of God's kingdom. Practical steps, such as practicing gratitude, serving others, and regularly confessing our need for God, can help us to combat the pride of life. As we learn to find our identity and worth in Christ alone, the opinions and accolades of the world will hold less sway over our hearts. My friends, let us seek to cultivate a heart of humility and surrender. Let us be able to say, with Paul in Galatians 2, verse 20, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Let your life be marked by the beauty of humility, and let your every achievement bring glory to the one who alone is worthy of praise. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Creator of the heavens and the earth, I come before you with a heart filled with thanksgiving and reverence. Your majesty knows no bounds, and your power is beyond compare. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was, who is, and who is to come. Your love is steadfast. Your faithfulness endures forever, and your mercies are new every morning. You are worthy of all praise for your infinite wisdom, your unfailing compassion, and your unending grace. Father, I thank you for the gift of life, for the breath in my lungs, and for every beat of my heart. I thank you for the provisions and blessings you have poured out upon me, both seen and unseen. Merciful Lord, I confess my sins before you, acknowledging the times I have fallen short of your glory. I ask for your forgiveness, knowing that through the blood of Jesus, I am cleansed and made new. I also forgive those who have trespassed against me, releasing any bitterness, anger, and resentment. Lord, with all the worldly distractions, I choose to fix my eyes on you, to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the enemy's attempts to lure me away from your presence, and I bind every distraction and deception. I declare that I am dead to sin and alive in Christ, and that the desires of the flesh have no hold over me. Lord, I invite you to fill me afresh with your Holy Spirit and to empower me to walk in purity and self-control. Lead me away from temptation and strengthen me to resist the devil. Guard my heart and mind, and help me live a life that brings glory to your name. I declare that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that no unclean thing shall dwell within me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I claim victory over every addiction, every unhealthy habit, and every ungodly desire. I renounce fear, doubt, anger, and bitterness. I rebuke the spirit of envy, pride, and selfishness. Lord, I surrender my life completely to you, and I ask for increased wisdom, strength, and guidance to walk in righteousness and truth. Jehovah Rapha, my healer, I ask for healing in every area of my life, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Restore my health, mend my brokenness, and renew my spirit with your healing touch. I pray for deliverance from bad choices and wrong connections. Lord, guide me away from harmful influences and lead me towards relationships and decisions that align with your will and purpose for my life. I ask for your protection against the attacks of the enemy, against every scheme and every weapon formed against me. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. Mighty God, surround me with your angels, and keep me safe from all harm, both seen and unseen. I pray for the same blessings and protection over my loved ones, that they too may walk in the fullness of your Spirit. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, believing that, as we pray for one another, your Spirit moves mightily in our midst. We ask for a fresh outpouring of your presence, that we may be filled with your love, joy, and peace. We declare that we are overcomers, and we are more than conquerors, through Christ who loves us. we claim victory over every worldly distraction, over every sin, and over every hindrance that seeks to block the work of your Spirit in our lives. Lord, strengthen us to overcome the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. We thank you for your faithfulness, for your goodness, and for your unwavering love. We trust in your perfect plan for our lives, knowing that you work all things together for the good of those who love you. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. We praise your holy name, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Oh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.